The holiday season often means family recipes, and they don't have to be fancy. One of my favourites is a family recipe for a South Indian prawn curry. All the women in my family make it masterfully. And in fact, it's pretty close to a recipe that we received from a listener from Yuma, Arizona, Sujata Halankar. It's part of our month of sharing your family recipes. Sujata's recipe is for fish curry. Welcome, Sujata.
Hi.
So I have to tell you that my family comes from the same coastal region of India your family is from, Konkan, and my producer Kalyani is also Konkani. So between you, me and Kalyani, we've got a lot of fish curries in our family.
Yes, and it's really nice to know that you are from the same region.
Yes, and to tell us about the women in your family and this recipe.
Yeah, so this recipe is, I call it generational recipe. My grandmother started cooking it. My mom's mother started cooking it. And it's nothing very fancy. The ingredients are very basic, locally available ingredients like coconut, garlic, green chilies, onions, and chili powder, coriander powder. And that's about it, you know. And we are from the region where we grow a lot of coconut. So coconut is part of pretty much all the recipes, you know.
You know, I wanted to ask you about that because I grew up watching the women in my family sit on a little box with a blade at the end of it and crack those coconuts in half and scrape the meat out.
Yes, I know. I have it here. I got it from India.
I know. And we bring them with us when we immigrate. My mom did it in Sydney, Australia. So do you scrape your own coconuts, Sujata?
I used to very regularly, but now I just buy fresh frozen coconut. It's available now in Indian stores.
It got so easy thanks to the Indian stores. So your grandma used to make this curry for you every summer vacation. I'd love to hear some of your favorite memories of eating this in her home when you would go back for the summer.
Yes. So every summer, my mom would just pack up us and we four sisters, and we would spend our summer in Ratnagiri. That's where we are from originally. And what happened is, like, my grandma, my grandparents were there, my uncles and aunts, they were there too. And so we used to have like such a great time. Their house was by the beach. So all the memories of like carefree childhood and spending time on the beach, collecting seashells, and drinking fresh coconut water. And of course, because it was summer, the mango season, the famous Alfonso mango, you know. And so my grandmother would, of course, when we arrived there, she would cook for us every day. And then this fish curry is like a staple in the family, you know. So
yeah, I have to say, reading your recipe and seeing that you ate it with mangoes to try and, you know, mitigate some of the spice and have that, it just brought back so many of my childhood memories as well. But I want to ask you about the fish that you put in your fish curry, because my family's from Mangalore, which is about 500 kilometers south of Ratnagiri, where your family's from. And we use a white fish called pomfret, which here in the US I think is butterfish or pompano. But you use salmon or trout. What did your grandmother use when you were growing up?
So I don't know the names for the fish, but basically we use surmai. And mackerel. And so these are the kind of fish, and the prawns also.
Yes, and prawns, as I mentioned, prawn curry and fish curry, you can interchange them with the same curry base. But let's talk about the chilies for a moment. So your recipe calls for green chilies. It's so gorgeous. My family uses a blend of red chilies. Tell me about how you manage the spice level. If the people that you're cooking for can't take it super hot.
Right. So we use green chilies only for garnishing and in the beginning. But the base is red chili. You can either make with fresh red chilies, like a dry red chilies, but my family, they have this spice mix with red chili powder, red chilies and coriander seeds. So we kind of make it the whole year of stock of this spices and that we use for our fish curry.
Oh, my family too. I think we're the same people, Sujata. We use a we use a powder called Bhat powder, which your recipe made me ask my aunties and my mom about them and triggered some great memories for me. I'm just wondering if we can end with you giving us one of your favorite memories of eating this fish curry growing up.
Yeah, so as soon as we arrive to Ratnagiri, and then my grandma would serve this with a steaming hot rice, and then we would like complain about spicy level, and then the fresh mangoes would come. Ooh. And it's the greatest combination. You must try sometime.
Absolutely.
Steamed rice, fish curry, and ripe mangoes.
You have heard it, listeners. Fish curry and ripe mangoes. Though, Sujata, we must lament that our listeners will probably never eat as good a mango as an Alfonso.
Yes, no.
we have to say they are some of the best. Thank you so much for sharing your recipe with us, Sujata.
Thank you so much, Deepa, and thank you for the opportunity to share my recipe with everyone. I hope a lot of people try it.